Good afternoon, everybody. Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from an unceded Musqueam territory, the Vancouver University. It's the University of British Columbia in Canada. This is the Borough from 3 to 4 p.m. Stay tuned. We've got an interview with an artist named Gweno from Wales on later in the program. For now, this is a new single from Softest. That one's called Halocosm, and it is a brand new single from the local trio known as Softest from right here in Vancouver. Their last full length was called Dark Power, and they are working on a new one to be released sometime in the spring. Halocosm is going to come out on a cassette in the near future, in April, end of April. Moving on, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program is called The Borough on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and this week I've got an interview that I recorded with an artist named Gweno, who is a pop artist originally from Wales, and used to be in an indie pop group called the Pipettes. and now makes some music on her own. It's electronic pop music. Her album from last year, from 2015, came out, was re-released on Heavenly Recordings, and is called Edid Olaf, which is in Welsh, and the entire album is sung and written in Welsh. And album kind of fascinated me. It was based on an old sci-fi novel about robots taking over society and making everybody automatons, something along those lines, very dystopian. And that's what she loosely based her record off of, was that book, and wrote it all in Welsh. The character in the book writes his memoirs in Welsh because the robots can't understand it, etc. Anyhow, I really liked the concept of the album. The album itself is solid. It is poppier than what I am accustomed to playing on the show, but I think it is still fitting. Anyhow, that interview I will air a little bit later on in the show, possibly around 3:20, 3:30. Before getting into that, I'm going to get into some of my local favorites as far as pop music is concerned, or experimentations with the pop genre. So we're going to hear some from Plazas. We're hearing Minimal Violence right now, so we're going to listen to some more Minimal Violence, as well as Morning Coup and Stefano Fertilla. I'm going to hear some of that and then eventually get into the interview. Right now, as I said, Minimal Violence in the background, and we're going to check out the rest of this track from their tape that came out last year on Gennaro. It is called Heavy Slave is the tape, and the song is Linguistic Hardcore. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Thank you.
We'll be right back. There has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
For children with life-threatening illnesses, joy can be a wonder drug. At the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada, we're dedicated to granting the heartfelt wishes of kids with life-threatening illnesses. For more than 30 years, Children's Wish has granted the most heartfelt wish of more than 23,000 kids in Canada. And this month, you can help. This March is Children's Wish Month in BC. Text the word Blue Wish to 80100 to instantly donate $5 towards funding a kid's wish. That's Blue Wish to 80100. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us at hashtag Children's Wish Month. Love ice cream? That helps too. This month, visit any Rain or Shine ice cream location and leave your change in one of their designated wish boxes. Every cent counts. Your contribution will be matched by Rain or Shine. Take a moment this month and bring joy to the life of a deserving child. For more information, visit www.childrenswish.ca.
Still listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. My name's Andy Resto, and I host this program every Monday, as I said, from 3 to 4 p.m. We heard some Morning Coup before the messages there from her much-loved, beloved 2015 full-length album called Baby Blue, and that was a song called Master, which has long been a favorite cut of hers. And before that was Plazas, project of a woman named Savannah. And she was featured in Discorder this month. Her new EP is called Empathy, and it is just been released. And that song was called Silent Empires. All computer music this week. Computer experimental pop music, because in a couple of minutes I'm going to get into an interview that I did last week with a woman named Gwenna, who is a Welsh pop artist, and she came out with a record last year that is all sung in Welsh, called Edith Olaf, And it's based off of a sci-fi, dystopian sci-fi novel. You'll hear a little bit more about that from the artist herself in a sec. This interview is one, the first of a series that I'll be airing over, I guess, the next month or two. It might take a little bit to get through them. However, all of the interviews are from artists that I connected with or met last week while I was away at the South by Southwest music festival conference, etc. The massive endeavor that is South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It was interesting, a good time. I've got plenty of thoughts on it. However, I'll keep them limited. I think it could do with being a little bit scaled back. Some things are very exclusive. It's a bit stressful and it's exhausting to try and keep up with everything that's happening. And although I'm thrilled and so grateful to Bud Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon and Monster Energy Drink and Pandora, and most of all Apple Music for bringing the festival to me, I do think it could do with taking a step back a little bit, and maybe not as many banners, not as many corporate banners. Anyhow, so I've got a bunch of those interviews lined up to be aired over the next few weeks with a few different bands. Turns out a lot of them were from New York. However, this first one, Gweno, she's Welsh. And it's a bit of a... not a huge departure for some of the things that I've covered on the program before, but it's a little bit different from the other things that that you'll hear on this show week to week. And that's nice. It's a good change. So we're going to hear the title track from Gweno's 2015 record. And then jump right into the interview. It is noisy as the entire week was, and the entire city. You can't really escape the cacophony of sounds and the chaos that is Austin, Texas, in the middle of March. However, I think you can still, our voices come through just fine on the recording, and should be able to get an idea of some of the ambiance of what's happening, which is a nice touch. Anyhow, this we're going to hear the rest of this track by D. Tiffany that's on in the background now, which will go on for another minute or so. Then we'll get into Edith Olaf and my interview with Gweno from Austin, Texas. This is The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM.
So we're here in Austin, Texas, behind the Flamingo Cantina, standing here with Gweno. How are you doing? And I'm going to mispronounce most things.
No, but not at all. That was a good start. Yeah, it's quite hot, quite warm. I've just come off stage, had a blind panic because I was missing some kind of adapter. But everything came good in the end. Stage crew were amazing, which I was very grateful for because I imagined that I don't know what I was going to do, to be honest, because maybe I could have done a sort of experimental kraut synth set with no vocals.
Yeah,
maybe.
Sure. Yeah, it would have been odd just with the dry vocals.
Yeah.
Or you can just do spoken word pieces.
I could do spoken words. I could just talk about my album, tell everyone what every song's about, and just not actually. I could just play them a little bit of the track off my iPad or something. I don't know. Sure. We could have improvised. I think the thing is, when you come to somewhere like this, so I have, luckily I've done it before, like 9 years ago. So
really?
Yeah, with the Pipettes. It was at this venue,
right,
actually.
Right, yeah, sure.
You just got to take it in your stride because there's just so much going on. And it doesn't, I think you've always got to remember as well, the audience don't care if you're having technical difficulties, right? It doesn't matter because you've just got to deal with it. You've got to sort of roll with the punches a bit. And I say that having not done that for many years. So I'm glad to have got to that point where it's just like, it doesn't matter.
9 years later, you understand.
Yeah, I kind of get it a bit more. Yeah.
Have you found that the festival itself here has changed a lot from the 90s?
I think the only thing I suppose that I've noticed is that it's there are more corporations involved, because I think when I was here, I mean, there were brands around, because I remember there were like Levi's and things like that around, but I can't remember it being like, I saw there was a massive like YouTube. I mean, it's technology, isn't it? Because 2007,
It's true. Now there's like the Google Fiber place.
It wasn't quite as advanced. Social media wasn't really quite up to what it is now. So I think all that sort of fed into it a bit more. And I'm doing it differently. I've got my 4.5-month-old son with me, so I'm not sort of down on the strip at like 1 a.m. drinking free margaritas, catching a band. But it's nice because I think Austin's such an interesting city. There's a lot of culture in Austin. My husband's just gone to the Museum of Modern Art. So there's enough going on that I think if you're not just in sort of bars watching bands, there's other things as well.
Great. And a little background about yourself, I guess.
Okay.
If you wanted to introduce yourself, the new record you put out last year, or that was re-released last year.
Yeah, okay. So my name's Gweno, I'm from Cardiff in Wales, and I put a record called It Diddolaf, which means The Final Day. It came out on Heavenly last year, July 2015, and it's based on a sci-fi novel from the 70s written by nuclear scientist Owain Owain. It was written in Welsh. It's about robots taking over the world and turning us all into clones. And the protagonist writes everything down in Welsh in his diary because the robots can't understand Welsh. So I found that really inspiring because I was writing my album as I was reading the book as well. So it's loosely based on it, and I've obviously taken the title from it. But I just loved that sort of idea that sort of celebrating cultural diversity and, you know, sort of in a globalised age that different perspectives are really important, and that sort of a minority language can actually save you in sort of the future.
Yeah, sure. I was wondering about that, why you chose to maintain, and I don't know, is that spoken often, or is
it was
certain pockets of language?
If you go to Northwest Wales, there's a high percentage of Welsh speakers. You know, you'd have to learn Welsh if you wanted to live there. Where I'm from, it's not so widely spoken. I think it's 15% in Cardiff, but it's my first language as well as Cornish, and I think I've just kind of done a full circle and just kind of gone, hang on, this is really interesting, and there's loads to do here. Because, you know, it's not only a sort of political motivation, it was really that I found it exciting artistically that I was going to be using different words, and I think different words evoke different melodies, and the inspiration's different, and you're sort of entering a whole new world. It's like having a new instrument, I think.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I feel like for a lot of people listening who won't understand it becomes another instrument on top of everything.
Which is exactly the feeling, I think, that we were trying to create, because the album really is about atmosphere, and almost sort of an escapist feel as well, in terms of sonically. There's a lot of layers, and it's creating a whole world around the songs as well.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're very, and as you're explaining the songs, and they're very politically charged.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that not necessarily getting through to someone who just picks up the album and listens to it?
Well, this is part of it, you know, because I think because I was writing in Welsh, I could be very honest. And I remember when I first started making music, I really wanted to write about stuff. And then I joined the Pipettes, which is about sort of love songs, really, and trying to work out how to write one of those. But I think instinctively I like to write about subject matter and just the world around me. But I think, you know, I could do that honestly in Welsh, and I could do it in quite a direct way that's natural. And historically, Welsh language music has been quite political anyway. In general, it's mostly political, you know, sort of in themes, as well as the fact that it exists. And I also think that because it's in Welsh, then I feel that there's room for the listener perhaps to not have to engage with that part of it if they don't want to. I'm sort of creating more options for the listeners. Like, if you really want to know about it, it's up on my Twitter page. I've translated everything. So if you really wanted to sort of learn what the songs are about, you've got the freedom to do it, but you're not necessary. Because I think it's difficult when you do write songs that have got politics, and that can be personal as well as sort of a wider society. It's hard to get the tone right, yeah, I think. And I think we're all really scared of doing it as well. I think that, because I find, you know, I'm from a generation from the 80s, my parents are very involved in sort of civil rights, sort of protest movements in Wales and beyond. And it was a very common thing, whereas I don't think it has been for the past, say, not probably until sort of the 5-6 most recent years, where things have all gone a bit tits up. With the economy, I think people are like, oh my God, right, you know, we've been sort of floating in this sort of capitalist, consumerist world for so long that nobody needed to have an opinion about anything. And I think everyone's getting sort of warmed up again and knowing how to protest, how to sort of put their opinions out there and discuss, and how to sort of gather momentum in sort of movements that benefit the many instead of the few.
Yeah, and also ties into what you were saying about just things like social media and technology that are developing, that these voices can get out there more.
Yeah, I think it's that thing of, like, Quildra, which I haven't played, but really that was about sort of owning technology, because obviously we're in a midst of a sort of data revolution, really, technological revolution. And it's just remembering that we as human beings on the ground sort of need to own that, because obviously it's very easy for us to be controlled, and because it's such a powerful tool. And I think we'll look back in 10 years and go, God, do you remember how free that conversation was on social media, for example? Like, I don't know how long that's going to last. And, you know, it gets clamped down on, and, you know, we're all monitored, and you can't, you know, any contact that you would make with someone perhaps that was trying to change things perhaps could get you into trouble, and all of that stuff. I think it's still all up in the air, but you can feel the sort of the grip of power sort of tightening down on everyone. And so sort of remembering how powerful everybody is within this new technology.
Yeah, and even the method of sounds that you make, it's all based on synths and technology and stuff, and that all ties into it, versus something like with like the Pipettes before, which is a little bit different.
Completely different.
How have you found that shift in?
Well, I think, you know, Pipettes was such a massive influence on me, and particularly everyone in the band and their taste in music, and I discovered a lot of music through the Pipettes, which is still echoes in what I do now. Like, Joe Meek, for example, is still a massive part of what I do. I hear a new world. Like, that's a really important album for this album. Broadcast, you know, Rose and I had listened to Broadcast on the bus, and you know, so it's things that I, you know, Kathleen Hanna, Becky and I talk about Kathleen Hanna a lot.
It's also, you remind me when you were saying about the voice being an instrument and just kind of letting the words run over you a bit, it's like Cocteau Twins. songs or something. Where
yeah, absolutely.
You would never really understand what she's saying, but you listen to it again and again, and then you almost make up your own.
Yeah, Elizabeth
dialogue.
Fraser. I think that was the thing for me as well, that I was really inspired, and Enya. You know, I was always inspired, I think, by people that the voice is an instrument. I mean, I'm nowhere near those women, you know, in terms of ability, but it's the idea that it doesn't matter, and you're sort of just taken into this place, and you've. It is. It's a weird sort of escapist reality, which is a contradiction.
So, is there new projects coming up?
Well, I've got a couple of projects coming up that I'm going to be working on. I also really excited. We're excited about recording another album and making something completely different again. I think there's lots to do. I think language is a really exciting thing to explore. And, you know, I never imagined I'd be stood here talking to you at South by Southwest with a Welsh and Cornish album, you know? It's like, it's given me so much faith. And I knew, you know, as a music fan, I just knew that if the music was good enough, if someone heard it, they would like it, because it doesn't matter. Because I listen to so much music that isn't in languages that I understand.
Right.
And that just really excites me, because I think language is such a personal thing, and it's so... You know, it's a way of carrying history and knowledge through the ages, and it's a really powerful tool, and it gives you very, very different perspectives on the world. And I think we're in this sort of Anglo-American sort of capitalist pop world in a way still, and I think there's just so much more room for other languages to feed into that, because we all speak different languages, you know. Like, I think it's something like 2% of the world's population actually is monolingual. You know, the majority of people are bilingual or more.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited about that.
So about wrapping up, one last thing. How do you feel about St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, well, as a former Irish dancer, I feel like I should do a jig at some point. You know, if I hear an accordion or a fiddle... I might. My husband has never seen me dance, so this could be the day.
Yeah.
I know, like, I've lived in America where St. Patrick's Day's been on, and it's mental.
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen any green beer yet.
Yeah, no.
I was telling Chris about it, like, they have green beer. He's like, what? Chris wouldn't believe me. He's like, what? It's like, no, it happens. It's bright green.
Thanks so much for being
here. Hey, thank you.
Final words? Good.
Well, thanks for the interview, and thanks for taking an interest in my album.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theatre, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theatre. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheatre.com.
Music, drumming, dance, transformation, an expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti. Ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community, the continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra, an exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for Mantra. Or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.
CITR 101.9 FM is the radio station you're listening to right now, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. This program is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm your host, Andy Resto. And if you've been tuned in, you just heard an interview that I had with Gweno from a Wales pop artist from Wales, who put out a record last year called Idid Olaf, sung in Welsh. Thanks so much to Gwenno for taking the time to do the interview with me last week. As I was explaining earlier, that was an interview that I did while in Austin, Texas, for the Nutso South by Southwest Music Festival. And I did a few of those that I will look to get prepared and aired as soon as possible. They're all a bit different. The scenario is vastly different in each of them. If you were hearing there at the end of that interview, I feel like things were just getting really ramping up to a climax. A band started in the background after they were doing their sound check. There's a siren that was going on, so things got stopped at the right time. But we snuck in a good 10 to 15 minutes. Again, thanks so much to Gwenno for doing the interview. And check out her record. It was put out on Heavenly Recordings last year. She was also formerly a member of a group called The Pipettes, an indie pop group. So if you're interested, go and look that up as well. Right now I'm going to play a track by Joe Meek, who, if you heard, mentioned as one of the big influences on Gwenno's music, is what she said. I was unaware of Joe Meek's music until after that, and I went and checked it out, and it's pretty wild. So I'm going to play you the title track from his record, I Hear a New World, which came out in 1960, and this is pretty good stuff, and I'm glad to have found it. You're tuned into CITR 11.9 FM. This is The Borough. So good. The album title is I Hear a New World, and with the subtitle of an outer space music fantasy. Joe Meek and the Blue Boys, I Hear a New World from 1960. Thanks again to Gweno for putting that on my radar. It's quite good. You're listening to The Burrow on CIJ 101.9 FM. Wrapping up the show. Thank you all for listening. This is the first of a series of episodes that I'll feature an interview with an artist that I met and interviewed at South by Southwest last week. Coming up next week, one of two things. I haven't decided. It'll either be a group called Bambara from New York by way of Athens, originally from Athens, Georgia, or it'll be an interview with Justin Fry of PC Worship. If any of you have listened to the program before, you know how big a fan I am of PC Worship's record from last year, Basement Hysteria. Got in touch with Justin and going to record an interview later this week. So it'll be one of those two things. I'll figure it out, get it for you next week on the program. Stay tuned for in about 6.5 minutes or so. Jade is going to be on with a little bit of soul, as she is each week from 4 to 5 p.m. To close things off here, I'm just going to stay along the lines of what we've been playing this week. Some good electronic experimental pop music, I'd say. A lot of it from here in Vancouver. And we're going to close things off with Stefana Fertilla, her song Edmond Baum from Ephemera. Thank you all for listening again. A little bit of soul on next.